Yad HaChazaka is the encyclopedia of Jewish halacha, of Jewish tradition, from A to Z. And it includes everything that is in the Babylonian Talmud, in the Palestinian Talmud, in the Midrashim, you name it, it's all in there. And it is organized to perfection. The Rambam's system of organization is so perfect that later generations were able to deduce what the Rambam meant simply by seeing where he put the law, under what paragraph, under what heading. How did the Rambam look at it? Then you have an insight as to what he wanted, where he placed it. The Yad HaChazaka is also a revolutionary book. The Yad HaChazaka he wrote in Hebrew, classic Mishnaic Hebrew. There is no Hebrew that equals the Hebrew of the Rambam. In clarity, in conciseness, in beauty. Everyone who quotes the Rambam in later generations says, with his golden pen, his golden language. Secondly, and perhaps even more importantly, the Rambam did not give us any footnotes. The Rambam did not make any references to any books that preceded him, with the exception of the Torah itself, when he quotes a verse in the Torah. And when he quotes the verse in the Torah, he doesn't tell you where it is either. He just quotes it. Now here, you have a law book, so to speak, that is organized into 14 volumes. Every volume has sections, subsections. Within the subsections, there are paragraphs. Within the paragraphs, there are subparagraphs. Where did he get it from? How did he arrive at that conclusion? What is the support for his statement? The Rambam did not give us a clue. Later in his life, before his death, he wrote that if he had to do it over again, he would not do it that way. And that he would bring the sources. There's an interesting story that the Rambam tells himself, that a great rabbi from Baghdad came and asked him regarding one certain question in halacha, where did the Rambam take that? And the Rambam said that he thought it was in Maseches Sanhedrin. He thought it was in Tractate Sanhedrin. The Rambam writes this. He says, and they looked all through the tractate and they couldn't find it. So then the Rambam says, well, it must be a Maseches Makos. And they looked through all Maseches Makos and he couldn't find it. So the rabbi said to him, see, I told you should have written, you can't find yourself. But the Rambam writes there that I felt very badly. And the rabbi left. The moment he left, I remembered, he says, that it is brought as an aside in Maseches Yevamos, and I sent a messenger immediately to tell him where the source is. But he says, I now realize, he says, now I'm old, the Rambam says, I'm old, so I can't remember everything. He said, but when I did it, I should have put out a book with all the sources. The Rambam's son, Rabbeinu Avraham ben Rambam, wrote such a book of all of his father's sources. That book was also destroyed. It was burned in one of the many wild pogroms that took place in Egypt a century after the death of the Rambam. So that book we don't have. And till today, therefore, one of the great gains, so to speak, of Jewish scholarship is, where did the Rambam take, go find, where did the Rambam take this from? How did he arrive at